It's time for Struds On. Barbecues.
We're talking about white buns, small wieners.
Hooking.
Yeah, just put your stick right in the back of my pants.
Black licorice.
Will you give me some black licorice? I'm all over that. Oh, like Miss Pac-Man pounding it.
It's time for Struds On.
Fight Island, UFC Fight Island protocol. I'm going to give credit to Connor for this one. He slid this one into my inbox today. There's going to be four fights in Fight Island in Abu Dhabi for the UFC. And now, they've been releasing some details, or they've snuck out whatever it is about how it's going to look. So let's just go through some of the protocols that are going to happen. This could both for fighters and their corner people. I'll just use fighters so I don't have to say fighters and corners all over the top. So there'll be four places you can take a charter flight of from one of the four hub cities. That's Las Vegas, London, England, Sao Paulo, or Moscow. Now, if some fighters aren't able to get there because of the travel restrictions, they'll find especially commission flights directly to Abu Dhabi through the UFC. The UFC fighters who aren't in one of those hub cities will file flights. They'll take them to those four options. Then they will fly directly to there. So, when the fighters are leaving, they were required to provide a negative COVID test 24 to 48 hours prior to departure to Abu Dhabi. Then, once they are flying there, as soon as they land, they'll have a COVID test as well, and that'll be done in a secure area. Then they'll be transported directly to a hotel, and they'll be quarantined until such a time the results are proven that it's negative. So the wait time will be less than 12 hours. They have to stay in their hotel. Once they get the results, they'll be tested a second time in their hotel rooms. Now, they'll also be quarantined in their rooms again for another 12 hours or less until as long as it takes to get that test done, most likely less than 12 hours. So within 2 days to 1 day before their flight, and then 24 hours after that, arriving in Abu Dhabi, so basically within, let's call it 48 hours or so, they'll be tested three times for COVID. Before the fight, again, a day to 2 days before the event, they'll have another COVID test and then a subsequent test post-fight or event. They'll be doing it. So while the fighters are there, and let's just call it's going to be a week or arriving, whatever, they'll be having a minimum five tests of COVID. So that shows you how, serious the UFC is taking this, how important it is for them to make sure that all their fighters are healthy and their corners and all the people involved in Fight Island. And there's a bit of a diagram that Connor found, but it's amazing how many tests these people are going to have. And it should also be noted, they may have to stay a few extra days if they can't get out, because there may not be enough flights, or their flights won't be arranged yet. So UFC is taking it very, very seriously, the COVID testing. But Connor, when you saw that and you passed it on to me, and good job finding this one, five tests by the time, from the day before you leave to go to your fight, and then by the time you leave, that's a ton of testing. And, as a fighter, should be feeling fairly comfortable with the process.
Yeah, I think you have to commend the UFC for what they're doing. And for any sport that gets back into it where there is that contact so close, I mean, this is kind of going to be the protocol. There's going to be a lot of testing. And if you're uncomfortable with it, then you're probably not going to love it. For me personally, I had the test done, the throat swab. I was not a big fan of it. And for that reasoning, I'm going to be doing all I can to avoid having to get it done in the future. But if you want to do the fight, you want to move on in the sport, this is your opportunity. It's what you have to do. And I think it's good on the UFC for letting everyone out there know, like, this is what we're doing. We're taking all the precautions we can, hosting it on a separate island, testing as much as we can. And I think they deserve some credit for just letting everyone know, like, we're not messing around here. We've had it in the past where cases have slipped through, and we're going to do everything we can to stop it from happening going forward.
Now, Stride, I know you've really jumped back on the mixed martial arts training.
Well, I'm all about it.
COVID. So will you be watching Fight Island?
I think it's every Friday night. It's every Saturday or Friday night. But it's four weekends in a row in July. And I want to see it. Like, there was a time I loved the UFC. Then there were so many events and so many things changing. And quite frankly, life just gets in the way a bit. Since time I've jumped in. Like, TSN, we're playing them every Saturday night, the fights, and I'm watching them. They're a lot of fun. So, I think we can get an idea of type of protocol that professional leagues are putting in to their world, UFC. And I think that you could maybe think that the NHL might do something that looks the same. You know, the NFL, I don't know, without a hub, I don't know how they're going to do that, but, or without bubbles. But it is a pretty interesting model that they're using.